welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 215. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by the Gaslight Anthem. That song is called 45, and it's a lead-off single from the band's new album, Handwritten, which came out July 24th on Mercury Records. I believe that might be the number one record of the week last week when it was released. So lots of people digging on that one, or at least thinking they might. The band is currently on tour. I know they play Lollapalooza here shortly before heading off to Germany and Europe, and then back to Canada and the United States, and then back to the UK and more Europe. So chances are they're playing somewhere near you. And they just kind of wrapped up some smaller club dates, including a stop in Lawrence, Kansas as the Bottleneck. I was there and took photos, so check those out if you're interested, or check them out on tour. They're somewhere near you. I've got lots of music for you this week, so let's jump right into it. Here's a track from local Kansas City band High Diving Ponies. The song is called Garbage Sea.
Down in a tin can, staring down at the kids, sitting
Being late to the party. That is Transmittance with the song Sometimes. That's on the band's album We Disappear, which came out in 2010. I think the band put that out themselves, though it may have come out as a CD 3-inch on Wepop Records later. I've seen conflicting reports, but I picked that up on the band's Bandcamp page for $5, and oh so happy I did. It was a band based out of Lawrence, Kansas, though they picked up and moved to Seattle, added a new member, and became Sea Ponies, and that band is about to release its second album. I think there's a preview track on Pitchfork right now, and I'll probably have to pick that one up, and you'll be hearing that on a future podcast. I just love me some Twee. Before that, The Modern Airline, a band from Brooklyn, New York, with the song Voyage to the Bottom of the Sky. That's on the band's self-titled album, which they put out themselves back in January, though the PR people are just pushing it now. Not sure exactly what the plan is. Some good stuff there. Reminds me of a band from Madison called the German Art Students, who I loved. Nothing's going to change the world about that pop, but you don't need to change the world right now. Just enjoy that music. And we started things off with High Diving Ponies from Kansas City, Missouri. That song is called Garbage Sea, and that's on the band's album Suspended in Liquid. They put that out themselves back in May, and I think you can download that for free on their Bandcamp site now. Toss them a few dollars if you enjoy that kind of noisy 90s indie rock inspired slacker stuff, which means Kate will definitely like it. Let me tell you how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. Hopefully I make good choices, get some good music, make a great podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. But if I fail, it's okay. We'll get through it together. Nothing's that bad, right? It's all rock and roll. Let's see. I got three very different things coming up now, and that's, you know, the podcast, right? Whatever I get. We're going to start here with a track by Parallels. This song is called Days of Summer. Well, if you recognize those lyrics, then your English degree is paying off. That is Buffalo Bill by E. Cummings, set to music by Tin Hat. That is on the new album, The Rain is a Handsome Animal, which New Amsterdam will release on August 28th of this year. The entire album are poems of E. Cummings, set to music by this chamber music ensemble. And I believe most of the lyrics are done by the violinist. In the past, they've been a largely instrumental group. Not really a too much rock sort of thing, but I think very interesting, and it has its moments. So dig into that if you're interested. Before that, we heard from Parallels with the song Days of Summer. That's on the band's new album 12, which came out June 26th. On the Marigold label, which I believe is the label owned by Holly Dodson, who is the singer of Parallels. Parallels are coming through town soon, and more on that in a second. But you heard from Contravoid last week, featuring Cameron Finley, who was the other half of Parallels, and then they have split into two bands. So competition there, and both of them are coming through town. I'm about out of time here, so let me wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 215. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to look at the concert calendar here a bit, see what's coming up in the Kansas City area. I've got Sharon Von Etten coming on August 20th to the Riot Room. Parallels coming the 21st to the Record Bar. 24th, Shiner Reunion gig at the Granada. And then Dibbit in September, Frank Turner at the Granada on the 17th. The Swans, the 19th at the Beaumont. The 26th will be Mono at the Riot Room. Nick Lowe at Knuckleheads on the 27th. Guided by Voices, the 28th of September at the Granada. And Contravoid, skipping ahead a little bit just because we were talking about them, are opening for Crystal Castles on October 16th at the Uptown. So competition there, as both halves of the previous Parallels are out on tour with their separate projects. I'm going to end things off here with a long black metal track, and that kind of happens on the Too Much Rock podcast from time to time. I just have to deal with one of those things. The name of the band is Wooden's Throne. They are from Sunderland in England, and the song I'm going to play is called First Light. It's on the band's album Curse, which Candlelight will release in the U.S. on September 11th, though I believe it's been out in Europe for some time. The band is a black metal band at its roots, though they definitely incorporate elements of folk, some post-rock elements. And actually, I think there's a lot in here. If you come into this one with an open mind, you're going to find something on this song that you're going to enjoy. And it's really a microcosm of the entire album. So visit it on Spotify or Amazon or however you preview music and see if it's something in there for you. As I said, come into it with an open mind. You'll find something you enjoy here. So we'll end things off here with Wooden's Throne. The song is called First Light. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.